you young people and listen unto me. It's what I have just got in them. Concerning a young man and a young lady, whose name is John Chariot Brown. Her father was a merchant in London, he did tell. Young Harriet was all of his delight. Young William was young, and that she did adore. And she cared not for boys to tonight. One day as this young lady was walking alone, young William she chanced for to find, and lurch upon her cheek showed she loved him too, and me she killed in her eyes. Oh lady, dear lady, that will never do, for I'm but a poor servant, you know. If the father was to hear that I loved his daughter dear, it soon threw a sad overthrow. Oh, be not afraid, the young lady, she said, for I have got 20 of souls, and if you but fancy me, then united we will be, and sail to some far distant shore. Then young William, he agreed to get married this week, but his joy it was soon turned to woe. The old squire was conveyed, and he heard what was said, and vowed that it never should be so. He went to a captain belonging to sea, and he gave him £500 in gold. Single seas upon my butler and carry him away, where my daughter never shall him behold. Then young William was surrounded and fell soft to sleep, and placed where the loud cannon roared. Where the bullets they did fly, he was oftentimes heard to cry, oh, Harriet, shall I never see you more? After that, at the Battle of the Nile, where young Nelson fought and died, and Great Britain was the name of the main, young William, he got wounded and got his discharge, and sailed back to his true love again. Now in all the pomp and pride, the old man took sick and died, and he left young Harriet all in store, £10,000 in gold, as you have before been told, and she married, and she did adore.